Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Say what you want about the pros and cons of storytelling in movies versus video games, the latter can do a big serial killer style reveal better than anyone. Great murder mysteries like L.A. Noire, Judgment, or The Vanishing of Ethan Carter know how to lead you down a number of paths, giving credence to each only to whip away the foundations and truly shock you before the end credits. Know that we will be delving into some lesser known spoilers that include Telltale's Batman, Judgment, Hotline Miami 2, and Persona 4. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 times the video game killer was hiding in plain sight. Number 8, Vicky Vale / Lady Arkham. Batman, the Telltale series. Telltale's Batman games are, for my money, the best thing the studio put out after The Walking Dead. Yes, The Wolf Among Us, yes, Game of Thrones, but their take on Batman was ballsy as hell. Ending on the canon upending twist that the Waynes are actually some of the biggest crooks in Gotham history, we then got neat subversion after neat subversion. Bruce and Oswald the Penguin Cobblepot knew each other from way back. Bruce becomes friends with a pre-Joker Joker in a psych ward, and they even went as far as killing Lucius Fox. In this new reframing of the mythos, anything went. And slowly we were introduced to the villains of the piece in Season 1, the Children of Arkham. A dark cabal of influence masterminded by an intimidating masked character with an electric staff, the close of the game reveals this character to be none other than Vicky Vale. As one of Bruce Wayne's longtime partners, a reporter for the Gotham Gazette, and someone you can choose to actively flirt with right at the beginning of the game, revealing Vale as the main antagonist playing Bruce all along was a masterstroke. Number 7, Manny Pardo. Hotline Miami 2, wrong number. Hotline Miami arrived in a wave of indie titles like Papers, Please, Gone Home, and Firewatch, all helping elevate gaming as a medium across the 2010s. Its synthwave-backed soundtrack mixed with brutally violent gameplay and a suitably disgusting sound design made it a must-play, and it's one of my all-time favorites. For the sequel then, developers Jonathan Soderstrom and Dennis Whedon blew out every last part of the game's tonality and purpose. If Hotline 1's core takeaway was how much fun video game violence can be to indulge in, Wrong Number stretches that out across many different characters, with many different thoughts on the one-man killing spree that just went down. One person you inhabit is Manny Pardo, a detective who slowly reveals himself to be the Miami Mutilator. Clues are peppered throughout the game, such as a body hidden in the back of his car if you know when to look, or how he comments to writer Evan Wright about the Mutilator deserving to be written about instead. All speak to Pardo's own need for attention, and by game's end, Manny confronts a manifestation of his own deadly persona, only to be killed by police while trying to say he's still a detective, then realizing it was just a dream. Number 6, The Mole. Judgment. A notably overlooked game from the last few years, thanks to not bearing the Yakuza name, developers Ryoga Gotoku clearly wanted a clean break from that franchise's more wacky and over-the-top traits. And yes, as I'm recording this, the trailer for Lost Judgment just dropped, and maybe they're abandoning that entirely. For Judgment though, outside its more quirky side missions, this is a straight up serial killer mystery. Seeing various bodies with gouged out eyes turning up across Kamurocho, and you, Takeyuki Yagami, on the case. Over a solid 25 hour campaign, this blows up into a full on investigation into the Ministry of Health, how an experimental drug called AD9 is linked to the murders, and what a professional assassin known as the Mole has been doing all along. In the closing chapter, before you have a badass AF duel with the guy himself for the win, you find out the Mole is actually Mitsuru Kuraiwa, an overly confident lead detective also on the case, who you've been dealing with a handful of times since around the midpoint. Number 5, Master Miller. Metal Gear Solid. My personal favourite unmasking in gaming history, and something that blew me away as a child, Liquid Snake being Master Miller is delivered in the coolest way possible. A testament to Cam Clark's voice work on the Western releases, this scene comes after Snake gets trapped in a room thinking he was deactivating the Metal Gear Rex mech beforehand. Longtime helper character you've had since the beginning of the game, Master Miller calls you up after the trap has sprung and begins revealing various twists. Turns out you've actually been unwittingly helping the terrorists all along, and the Pentagon have a secret plan you're just hearing of now. All of this raises the tension to fever pitch as Colonel Campbell calls to say that Master Miller's body has just been discovered in his home. Campbell states that the person you've been talking to is, only to get cut off as main villain Liquid Snake himself finishes the sentence,
"Me, dear brother."
Number 4, George Woodman and Forrest Kasin. Deadly Premonition. Swery 65's Deadly Premonition is everything you love about campy Western media, made playable and done with a level of charm that makes it some people's favorite game of all time. There's just something about the way Detective Francis York Morgan is written, constantly monologuing about 1950s movies or dissecting the codependent relationship between Tom and Jerry that makes him leap off the screen. Pair such a great main character with a tiny town murder mystery plot and you have a notably confident protagonist investigating every other memorable, quirky individual you come across. The entire game is set up to make you think the Raincoat Killer could be anyone, but in the end, two people are responsible for everything that's been happening, and the reveal absolutely goes places. First is Sheriff George Woodman, who it's revealed has been killing people in a bid for power, and who goes literally Super Saiyan while you fight, as he hulks up for the last phase of the bout. Second is Forrest Kasin, a seemingly harmless man who's actually a literal demon, responsible for killing York Morgan's parents, spawning his second identity, and driving George Woodman insane. It's not the neatest plot wrap-up after 20 plus hours of detective work, but damn if the final kill of oversized demon Kasin isn't the cheesiest dumb fun thing ever. Number 3, The Brother Moons. Dead Space 3. It's not every day the final villain of a franchise is a whopping great moon, but not every franchise has had such a rocky road as Dead Space. With the original hitting the ground sprinting and the sequel a masterclass in how to go from alien to aliens in game form, the departure of creator Glenn Schofield helped allow EA dig their action-focused tendrils in even further. With Schofield's departing tweet noting that he was treated like shit, it's clear even in the early going, EA wanted Dead Space to, like Mass Effect, chase the cover shooter boom of the time. While Dead Space 3 went full co-op shooter then, one hell of a reveal came from realizing the moons you see at the beginning of the game are actually huge mutated necromorphs. Named Brother Moons, it's your job to finally put them down. Video games, where a secret evil entity can actually be the moon itself. Number 2, Detective Adachi. Persona 4. The jury's out on whether Persona 4 beats Persona 5 in 2021, but my money is always on this 2008 gem. A supernatural serial killer tale where various citizens of Inaba aren't just going missing, but appearing dead after going through a demonic world reachable through the television, the hunt is immediately on to understand what the hell is happening and who's behind everything. You'll recruit one of the best RPG parties of all time, create Guardian Persona forces themselves, and go up against the darkest thoughts of every character manifested as a boss battle. In the end though, it was the nervous Detective Adachi who was responsible from the beginning. Killing people and turning them into shadows because he believes giving in to weakness is secretly what all people who are scared to death really want, the party obviously take him to task, leading to one of the hardest fights in the whole game. And number 1, you. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Possibly the biggest rug pull, plot twist, and secret evil person reveal of all time, when BioWare were on the form of their career, Knights of the Old Republic was an early highlight that made its way to consoles in 2003. With an intricate set of biomes to explore, awesome RPG systems, and hyper-recognizable music backing every blaster or lightsaber swing, you embarked on a whole new type of Star Wars tale, 4,000 years before the original trilogy. This setup let BioWare do whatever they liked, and KOTOR's main thrust was about two renegade Jedi Knights, now evil masters of the dark side, Darth Malak and Darth Revan, hunting Jedi Knight Bastila with Yu caught in the middle. While Malak is a constant presence across the story, Darth Revan is only talked about, apparently taken out of action in a Jedi ambush before the events of the game. Come the end though, with Bastila and Malak now face to face, the latter starts discussing Jedi mind tricks, and how memories can be completely wiped from a person if the technique is strong enough. Quickly, it's spelled out that you are in fact Darth Revan, and everyone has known this whole time. The only question remaining as the game starts to close out is whether you choose the light or the dark.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.